listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about following the leader. I'm going to read to you from Titus chapter 1, verse 10, where we read, "For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers." In the previous section of Titus, Paul told his associate the kind of men that he should look for as he appointed leaders for churches spread out all over the island of Crete. Then he told Titus what those leaders should do. They should hold fast the word of truth. Now, in verse 10, Paul told us one reason why it was important to appoint good leaders. The reason was because there are many insubordinate. The word Paul used for insubordinate speaks of someone who would not submit to God's order of authority. Like the English word, the ancient Greek word translated insubordinate is the negative form of the word submit. An insubordinate person will not submit. God has established an order of authority in several areas of life. There's an order of authority in the home, in the church, in the workplace, and in the community. God wants us to recognize the places where He has placed an order of authority in our lives, and He wants us to submit to that authority. Now, our submission to God should be absolute. We should do whatever He truly tells us to do. God is perfect and all-wise, but people are not. God never commands absolute submission to any human authority. If an authority tells us to sin, we should refuse and choose to obey God rather than man, as the apostles did in Acts chapter 5. But often, even most of the time, our submission problem doesn't have to do with being told to sin. We're just asked to do something that we don't think is a good idea or that we don't want to do. So, don't be insubordinate. If you recognize someone as a leader in your life only until they tell you no, then you are almost certainly insubordinate, and you need to be a better follower. When someone is in rightful authority over us and we submit to them, even when we have a different opinion and it isn't a matter of sin, then we demonstrate our trust in God more than we demonstrate our trust in the authority. It's good to respectfully tell the person in authority if you have a different perspective or opinion, but then submit. If they're wrong, let God deal with them. Notice one other thing. Paul asked for a high level of character among the leaders who should be submitted to. That's in the previous verses of Titus chapter 1. This is important. It's much easier to submit to somebody when their character is respected. When leaders act in ways that invite less respect, they make their job a lot harder. When leaders are corrupt, it helps ruin the foundation of God's order of authority. So, don't be insubordinate. Show yourself as one who can submit to God and whatever rightful authority God has placed you under. Follow the leaders God puts in your life. God appoints leaders and orders of authority for a purpose. And part of that purpose is our own Christian growth.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.